Good evening. For raw fish tax in May, we received $23,111. $697.45, and the correct amount is $45,696.71. That's it.
All right. Thanks, Curtis. Any questions or comments for Curtis? All right. Seeing none. Thanks, Curtis. Move on to the next report, which is Administrator Jordan Keeler. Go ahead, Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Good evening, Council. Good evening, staff members. Not a lot to add to my report. One thing I would note is that the borough did receive funding from the state of Alaska from the budget that was released since we last met that will help pay for new harbor improvements, so floats, water, electricity. The Aleutians East Borough will be the lead on the project. There's no start date yet. I know the borough is trying to leverage the money from the state to get federal money to save the borough's money, so we'll know a bit more on that outcome later on this year. But you know, even if the state can't get money from the feds, they're still going to, you know, advance it. So it's designed, it's permitted. So it's an exciting development for us and the region as a whole. And that's something that the city's been pushing and the borough's been pushing. So it's great news for us. So wanted to add that into my report.
All right. Thanks, Jordan. Any questions or comments for Jordan? All right, seeing and hearing none. Thank you, Jordan. I'll move on to the next report, which is the Department of Public Safety, Police Chief Dave Anderson.
Good evening, everyone. So we had a pretty good June. We had about 29 calls for service and generated various cases. We've had two officers report, one on June 28th and one on July 6th. Sergeant Freiberger and Sergeant Young, excuse me, Officer Young, both of them come to us highly recommended, and they've just completed their first tours here, doing very well. Been a good experience for them. Other than that, what I have is Investigator Lowry's report, which is also attached. He's been extremely busy. They've been interdicting quite a bit and following up on a lot of them. And what they're measuring, really, they measure all in grams, but they really ought to be measuring it in pounds because that's what they're doing here. I spoke with him this evening. He's just has more of the same to report. He just completed training in Nashville, Tennessee, and doing some networking there. And he's headed back to regular duty tomorrow. Also, we have our addressing signs are available to pick up at the front counter of the police department. Just come on in, and we'll hook you up. And I saw yours there, sitting there on the counter right as I walked out of the office today. We're working on a letter with Jade to send out to everybody, advising them how to how they can pick that up. Other than that, that's about all I have.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Any questions or comments for Dave? All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Yeah. All right. Move on to the next report. With EMS Director Carmen Holman. Are you online, Carmen?
Yes, I am. So, Rescue One had 7 calls, 3 toneouts, 4 medevacs. The EMS position will be posted for the EMS release. We're still waiting to finish training for the auto pulse and get that on the ambulance. The EMS vehicle got an oil change, ambulance fueled up. We're in the works of an ETT train-in, and hopefully by the end of this month or next month we can have lines painted for the ambulance.
All right. Thanks, Carmen. Any questions or comments for Carmen? Thank you, Carmen. Next report is with Fire Chief Robert Cadotti.
Good evening, everybody. For the month of June, the fire department had zero fire calls. Two firefighters did assist EMS on one call. I have been working on the fireboat. I have made a few small minor repairs, got it running and tested, and I am working by the end of the month to have it pulled out of the water, cleaned, inspected, and continue to do some training on it. And other than that, there's nothing else to report.
All right. Thanks, Rob. Any questions or comments for Rob? Seeing none. Thank you. Okay, we'll move on to the next report, which is Public Works Director Julius Carlson.
Good evening. For the month of June, we kept up with the roads, serviced some equipment and vehicles, including our Hitachi 200 excavator and EMS vehicle. We ordered and installed a new final drive motor for our Bobcat excavator and a couple hydraulic rams for our Case skid steer at the landfill. Repaired some broken water and sewer lines and a fan coupler on our incinerator at the landfill. Let's put it.
All right. Thank you, Julius. Any questions or comments for Julius? All right. Seeing none, we'll move on to the next report, which is Water Sewer Supervisor Dylan Jacobson.
Hello, everybody. So in the last month, we fixed 3 sewer lines, 2 water lines that were damaged, completed my annual consumer confidence report, sent in the draft to DEC, posted them around town, office helped by posting it on the website and distributing it in the mail. Monthly and quarterly water samples were completed, and my other quarterly reports were completed and sent in. Met with Trident about their upcoming water service connection. Was contacted by Alaska Geothermal. The contractors will be doing the work for ANTHC. The lift station project was delayed until after the 4th, as of the report that I wrote. But they'll be in next week to start working. Pressure washed and set up porta potty in the harbor for pink rain champagne. Did the repair kit on our polymer pump, replaced the diaphragm and check valves. Routine maintenance around the water plant. Brandon and I hand dug a shutoff valve while the mini excavator was broken.
Thanks, Dylan. Any comments or questions for Dylan? All right, seeing none. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Next report would be the Harbor Master, Alan Kuchinoff. He's out of town. The report is in the packet. So we'll move on to the next item of business. There's hearings, ordinances, and resolutions, but there's none. And old business, there's also none. So we'll move on down to new business. And the first item is the contract for professional services. I guess first we'll look for a motion to accept the contract for professional services.
I'll make a motion to accept the contract for professional services with Irina. Yeah.
Okay, we have a motion by Marita. Do we have a second?
Second
by Danny, and I'll hand the floor to Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So the proposal for you is for a one-year contract with Arena. She's assisted the city in the past several years in various ways, such as audit prep, sales tax audits, and then also we rely on her for some of the more nuanced, financial issues and accounting questions to keep us in the good graces of the state and the IRS. So I know it's been a big help both for me, and I know it's a big help for Curtis as well, as Curtis has grown into his role. So I would ask the council to approve of the contracts.
Thanks, Jordan. Any comments or questions for Jordan? Seeing none, roll call. Yes. Please, Jay.
Jack?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. We'll move on to the next item, is the building permit for George Huckabee. Do we have a motion to accept the building permit for George Huckabee?
I'll make the motion.
A motion by Marita. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Arlene. Roll call, please, Jay.
Okay. Marita?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. So we'll move on to the next item, is a donation request by QTT for the graveyard cleanup. Do we have a motion to accept the donation request for QTT for the amount of $500 for the graveyard cleanup?
I make a motion to accept the donation request for QTT for $500.
Motion by Arlene. Do we have a second?
Hold a second.
Second by Alan. Roll call, please.
Arlene?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. All right, move on down to the next item, which is a donation request by the Sand Point Silver Salmon Derby. Need a motion to accept the donation request by the Sand Point Silver Salmon Derby for the amount of $750.
I have a motion to accept the donation request from the Sand Point Silver Salmon Derby for the amount of $750.
All right, we have a motion by Arlene. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Marita. Roll call, please, Jay.
Danny?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
All right. Motion carries. So we'll move on to the next item of business, which is the city building repair. We have a motion. Okay, let's just give the floor to Jordan first on this, I think. Jordan?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So attached in your packet is, the design work for the building rehab. Basically, it's a three-pronged project: foundation work, drainage, and gutter repair. So if one's fixed, so they all need to be fixed together, because if only one issue is addressed, it won't solve the problem. I spoke with the engineers behind this, And they think it'll give us about another 25 to 30 years on the city building, which is obviously an extremely valuable asset to the community, both in terms of its presence as well as dollar value. So in order to get this work done this year, just getting knocked out in one fell swoop, I am asking council for permission to put this project out to bid because it does reach the certain dollar threshold required under state law. So we would put out to bid anyway if we were to do it externally. And ideally, if permission is granted by council, I would have the bids for review at the next meeting. And then the funding for this would come from the American Rescue Plan Act, or ARPA, if you will, and it's an allowed use of those funds.
Thank you, Jordan. Any questions or comments for Jordan? All right, seeing none, do we have a motion to give direction to staff to accept to put the city building repair out to bid?
I'll make a motion to put the city building repair work out to bid.
A motion by Shirley. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Arlene. Roll call, please.
Marita?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. So we'll move on to the next item. This is the Trident water rate discussion. And I'll hand the floor back to Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So this is more of a workshop issue, but just to kind of update people who may not be familiar, the city of Sandpoint is going to be taking over all water production for Trident. So it's not the easiest or least bureaucratic thing going. But one issue is the rates. There's historically Trident hasn't monitored their production, so without knowing water volume, it's kind of difficult for the city to set a price. In order for the city to set a price, it has to go through the ordinance process, so the first reading, and the second reading, and then adoption if it's approved. So the next meeting, we'll get the ordinance out on the table for the first reading, but just wanted to update everybody on that.
All right. Thanks, Jordan. Any questions or comments at this time?
I'm gone. The way he phrases it, it already seems like we're approving it, which nobody on this council has already. Just want to point that out. And I guess people were taking considering to like the other expenses, like electricity and whatnot, to run the extra pumps and whatnot for the building itself. And any other scenarios that might occur in the future if we connect with Friday.
Thanks, Marita. Any other comments to that? Arlene?
Right, I had the same concerns that Marita just mentioned about one. I was just wondering if we already approved it, but she answered that question for me. It hasn't been approved. And the other one is we haven't seen anything before us regarding how this project's going to affect the city costs. So I haven't seen anything before yet.
Thanks. Do you have anything you want to elaborate on that, Jordan, toward we're still setting the parameters, correct?
Yes, correct.
Cost and even how much output there is. Trident's been metering their water and they have an idea on how many gallons, but yet there's a lot to work out yet.
Correct, yes.
Then it'll be brought back to whether we can or can't still. Okay.
We've been talking about we might have to hire another person and what are the other costs associated with taking on the water for okay.
Correct. Okay. Thanks, Ali. Allie?
Well, I mean, I think that right now the city of Sandpoint has one water operator. So if Dylan wants to take a vacation, who's going to replace him?
Right.
So it doesn't matter whether we provide water to Trident or we don't, we need to look at having two water operators. You know.
Full time? That's the question. Yeah. Are we going to be having two full time people, or what are we looking at as far as personnel for the water plant?
Right.
We've been doing the past for short term.
Yeah. That's not an additional expense. That's just whether we put up by water. You know, that's, we have to have two people, so one person can be sick or have a vacation or have a baby or whatever, right?
So give up
go see their doctor. Yeah.
Yeah, the job is posted at this time for the second water and sewer. Of course, it takes a water license. So, I don't have many options yet. That is something that needs to be filled because it will be a harder job at that point.
One of the things that's been kicked around in some of the conversations is that both Dave Walls and I are both level 2 water treatment operators, although our days are rather full. You know, at least we're here on the island, at least, and so maybe that, you know, maybe that's a possibility of, you know, bringing that together. There's a lot of talk going between Trident and the city with Jordan and Dylan. One of the things is for Trident to commit, we need to know what the price is going to be. Mm-hmm. And that's not that hard to get a grip on. We know now how many gallons a month the city produces, right? And we know what our electric bill is. So, you look at those and you can come up with basically what a cost per gallon or a cost per 1,000 gallons is. You know, there will be, we've got the cost of the polymer, that's been brought up. We've got the cost of the electricity. The labor, you're going to have, we have to have two people anyway. It's just the more you sell, the more income you have, you can help alleviate that cost.
And what type of infrastructure are we inheriting? I mean, there's none of this information that's really been brought to us for us to look at. So, there's questions that I have.
Well, that's good. And then some of the, our plan is at this point is it won't really be an infrastructure problem for the city. Trident supplying the tying to our water tank, and it's a short distance, so it's not like we're adding a bunch of equipment that the city will have to maintain. It'll be equipment that Trident will maintain.
Right. Okay, so it sounds like you guys are still working on the issues and the details, and that's something that we'll be seeing at a future date. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Marlene. Thanks, Rachel. Any other questions or comments on the water issue? All right, seeing none at this time, we'll move on to the next item, which is public comments. Any public comments at this time? All right, hearing none, we'll move down to the next item, which is executive session. Outstanding litigation. So, at this time, do we have a motion to enter executive session for outstanding litigation?
I've got a question, Jim. Do you want me to hang up on this now? Executive session. I'm not sure who's on the line, but
Jack, I'll
the general telecom.
I'll text you the code, or I'll call you with the code to call back in.
Okay.
Okay. It's a different number.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll make a motion.
We have a motion by Rita.
Okay.
7:29.